Hi, good morning. This is HB Bhandari from Baltimore. Actually, I'm with a podcast, and on this podcast, I will be discussing how Obama's new healthcare will help new immigrants and poor Nepalese families, and what is the point behind Republican continuous protest and repealing on this healthcare and whatever politics is going on here, and whether this is only a semantic mugging of opponents or there are certain points, and in general I'll be talking how this will help Nepalese immigrants. As everybody knows, let's start from the fact the cost of Obama's new healthcare will be $940 billion over 10 years, according to Congressional Budget Office. Over 32 million uninsured Americans will be covered under this a new healthcare bill. And insurance will be mandatory. Everyone must be insured or pay fine. And this measure will take effect in 2014. With the good point of this measure is anybody can be covered for existing conditions or serious type of the illness, very chronic illness. Before that, it would be really difficult to buy healthcare plan with the pre-existing conditions. And the, another good thing is any children under 26 years will be covered by their parents' insurance. And this Medicaid, this is a very, very important piece of this bill. This Medicaid will be expanded through federal state Medicaid insurance for the poor to cover people with income up to 133% of the federal poverty level, that is $29,327 a year for a family of four. And most of the Nepalese American, they fall under this category, and this is a great opportunity that newly immigrants, including Nepalese American, will get in this new healthcare. Childless adult will also be covered, and the federal government would pay 100% of cost for covering newly eligible individual. Therefore, in this respect, this is one of the most popular healthcare that Mr. Clinton also did try to pass this bill during his presidency, but in vain. So the scenario is the House passed healthcare repeal. We know this is very popular Obama's plan and single most issues that he did make a mission during his election campaign. Unfortunately, the House Republican, they have been doing their best to stop this healthcare. Next week, President Obama will address the State of the Union. The uninsured Americans that I already mentioned, above 50 millions, are very desperate, very desperate to be covered under this healthcare. And every American, including legal and illegal people who are here in the United States, are, you know, waiting for new Obama. How Obama will frame the debate in this light that there is no chance this measure will have any effect except Republicans' continued dissonance with Democrats, meaning he already has been considering to veto this bill. And the debate over, quote, Obamacare is a symbolic ruse. The energy that Republicans are spending in so many gab fest, meaning very informal type of gatherings, would have positive outcome if they had chosen some other agendas without Obama's trepidation, where Obama's trepidation, meaning they are trying to make Obama very unpopular since another presidential election is at hand. The term socialist has been used frequently after Obama's rise in US politics by Republicans and few other execrable, very detestable comment, including this term, does not have any other symbolic meaning than a semantic mugging of opponents. A semantic mugging of opponents. And in the next episode, I will come with the State of Union address and how it will affect new immigrants, including Nepalese American. Thank you for listening. Again, this is HB Bhandari from Baltimore. Have a good day.